For Lisa Sullivan, owner of Bartleby's Books in Wilmington, there was no choice about whether to rebuild after T.S. Irene. She and her husband owned the building, so they were going to stay. She says the community pitched in to help clear out the inventory destroyed by the flood so renovation could begin, and they had FEMA flood insurance, which covered 35% of the damage. Low-interest VEDA loans required fairly simple paperwork, and the money came through quickly. Another plus. That Sullivan's husband is a builder was, of course, a huge help. They took preventive measures, like raising the windows in the first floor and replacing the old boiler with one on a raised platform. Now, Sullivan says, things feel like normal. The storm took Beth Legere's wool inventory from her store, Handknits, and cats cradled it through the trees downtown. It also submerged her computer, so it took a few days to cancel the sales that couldn't be fulfilled. She had to tear down her website as well as physically relocate to a Route 100 location a mile out of town. But she missed the daily foot traffic in the center of the village. So when her children started school in Brattleboro, she began looking at retail spaces there, finally settling on the Elliott Street location she's now been in for 22 months. She'd be reluctant to locate on a floodplain again. At the time of the flood, the brick Parmalee and Howe building on Wilmington's Main Street held a clothing store and coffee shop. Right after the storm, the damage was so great that there was talk of raising the whole edifice, but the Wilmington Fund stepped in and purchased the site. Now the Cask and Kiln restaurant sits in the heart of the village. The build-out took 2 years from purchase, with special care taken to preserve as many details of the original building as possible. The new owners were living in the area at the time and helped with the cleanup. The destruction was heartbreaking, but the spirit of volunteers coming together to do the work was uplifting and convinced them to make the investment. Driving through Wilmington now, Irene's fury is no longer visible. The rebuilding is thoughtful and precautions have been taken. But some residents, like Beth Legere, still worry when it rains and find it hard to look at recent pictures from Louisiana, because after all, you can never completely floodproof a town.